Part 6, Oceanography. 1, the sea. What do you know about the sea? We have seen it. Some of us have swum or bathed in it. We know that it looks very pretty when the sun is shining on it. We also know that it can be very rough when there is a strong wind. What other things do we know about it? The first thing to remember is that the sea is very big. When you look at the map of the world, you will find there is more sea than land. The sea covers 3/4 of the world. The sea is also very deep in some places. It is not deep everywhere. Some parts of the sea are very shallow. But in some places, the depth of the sea is very great. There is one spot near Japan where the sea is nearly 11 kilometers deep. The highest mountain in the world is about 9 kilometers high. If that mountain were put into the sea at that place, there would be 2 kilometers of water above it. What a deep place! If you have swum in the sea, you know that it is salty. You can taste the salt. Rivers which flow into the sea carry salt from the land into the sea. Some parts of the sea are more salty than other parts. There is one sea called the Dead Sea, which is very salty. It is so salty that swimmers cannot sink. Fish cannot live in the Dead Sea. What a strange sea! In most parts of the sea, there are plenty of fishes and plants. Some live near the top of the sea, others live deep down. There are also millions of tiny living things that float in the sea. These floating things are so small that it is hard to see them. Many fish live by eating these. The sea can be very cold. Divers who dive deep down in the sea know this. On the top, the water may be warm. When the diver goes downwards, the sea becomes colder and colder. Another thing happens. When the diver goes deeper, the water above presses down on him. It squeezes him. Then the diver has to wear clothes made of metal. But he cannot go very deep. Some people who wanted to go very deep used a very strong diving ship. They went down to the deepest part of the sea in it. They went down to a depth of 11 kilometers. 2. Exploring the ocean's depth. At one time, it was thought that little or nothing could possibly live very deep down in the oceans, because there would be no light there, and it would be very, very cold. However, no one could really be sure of this until someone had gone down to find out. It was not until 1930 that a vessel for the purpose of descending into the depths of the ocean was ready for use. This was designed by an American inventor, Otis Barton, and named the Bathysphere. It was a hollow steel ball, 4.5 feet in diameter, with just enough space inside for 2 men to sit down. With the aid of a powerful searchlight, they could see out into the darkness of the ocean's depths through windows of solid quartz. Weighing 2 tons, the bathysphere had attached to it 3,500 feet of non-twisting steel cable and 0.5 mile of solid rubber hose containing telephone and electric light wires. It was lowered into the water from a winch on an open-decked barge. After the bathysphere had been tested, the inventor and Dr. William Beebe, an expert on sea life, went down to 800 feet on their first descent. This was successful, and a few days later they prepared to go down to a depth of a quarter of a mile. As the bathysphere sank lower and lower, the brilliant blue of the sea became darker, until at last all was blackness. Switching on the searchlight, Dr. Beebe saw for the very first time that the dark parts of the ocean were thronged with life. Many of the fish found at just over 1,000 feet down were familiar and had also been seen near the surface. The amazing thing was that they were able to adapt themselves to the immense change of pressure, varying from 15 pounds per square inch at the surface to nearly 500 pounds per square inch in the depths. After this first deep dive, many others were made, and later on, a new type of underwater vessel, called the bathyscaphe, was designed and used by a Belgian scientist, Professor Auguste Piccard. This type of craft was found to be far better than the bathysphere, and the latest version of it has battery-powered propellers on top that enable it to move about easily at the bottom of the sea. Descents to as far as 7 miles down have been made by a bathyscaphe. Many wonderful things have been seen by the men who have gone down into the depths of the sea. Big silvery eels, pale ghostly-looking shrimps, hosts of flying snails and small squids, and fish with luminous teeth, or lamps carried on slender stalks, or ranged like portholes along their sides. Some fish swam almost straight upright. There were large transparent jellyfish, beautiful silver hatchet fish, brilliantly illuminated by small groups of many colored lights, and an almost round fish with a brownish skin that had 5 lines of yellow lights surrounded by deep purple along its side. These are but a few of the wonders that have been seen during dives to the depths of the ocean, a new world that is just becoming known to man.